Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Monday was the opening day of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. This annual five-day event hosts many of the world's leaders and business elite. The World Economic Forum has earned a bit of a reputation for being somewhat prescriptive, with the idea that somehow these global elites have some special right to say what's good for you and I. But if you're willing to put that and maybe some of the political narratives aside, there are some interesting insights to be gleaned from the World Economic Forum. The content on the World Economic Forum website is curated and highly sanitized. It's very polished and packaged. Nevertheless, there'll be some insights to be gained in our understanding of the global economy. There's also a number of book reviews that I found interesting. One that I'm looking at right now is a book called Seven Crashes, The Economic Crises That Shaped Globalization. And we'll see. Maybe it'll end up as Book of the Month in one of these upcoming months. One talk that I found interesting is the global outlook on jobs, specifically related to the disruption from artificial intelligence. There's an expected churn of 23% in the global job market as a result of AI in the next 4 years. And they're also saying that 44% of core skills are going to be affected as a result of AI, even if those jobs are not displaced by AI. So while there may not be a direct transfer of jobs, as real estate investors, this is deeply concerning, as this would affect the flow of income, and therefore the demand for housing and the ability to pay rent. It will also affect the use of commercial space. The folks at the World Economic Forum conducted analysis of 800 separate jobs and 11,000 tasks related to those jobs to determine how they would be affected by AI. The analysis focused on how large language models could disrupt those 11,000 tasks. They surveyed businesses directly. The impacts were broken down into three buckets. Those having high potential for automation, meaning those jobs and tasks could be completely replaced. The second was those having high potential for augmentation, meaning it might make you more effective at your job. And then third were those that were largely unaffected. The global outlook for jobs varies widely between developed economies and developing economies. Many developing economies have experienced comparatively slow labor market recovery from the disruptions induced by the COVID-19 pandemic. We think that the economy is strong in the US, Canada, Australia, Japan, even Mexico, Germany, although Germany's in recession right now, and Korea, because unemployment is still very low. But if you look, for example, in South Africa, the formal unemployment rate has climbed to 30%, 5 percentage points higher than it was pre-pandemic. Developing economies, especially those reliant on the sectors hardest hit by recurring lockdowns, like hospitality and tourism, on a global basis, are still exhibiting slow labor market recoveries. The survey is quite extensive, and the report's nearly 300 pages long. Parts of the document are somewhat, well, rather confusing. The questions asked of survey respondents were vague and seemed to be linked to a specific agenda that was heavily skewed towards a somewhat left-leaning narrative. But even in spite of that, there are some meaningful pieces of information to extract. The next few years are still showing significant labor shortages in traditional industries. AI is not about to disrupt plumbers, electricians, equipment operators, diesel mechanics, construction workers. These are all still going to be in short supply. Green initiatives are expected to bring disruption to the workforce. There's going to be more demand for people, for example, to do solar installation. The electric vehicle trend is definitely bringing disruption to the automotive industry. Those who can service electric vehicles, they have different training than a traditional car mechanic. Battery power is making selective inroads into construction equipment. The tip of the spear right now seems to be concentrated in mining equipment, where combustion engines are absolutely a bad idea. They emit fumes in an enclosed space, and they generate tremendous amounts of heat, which can take up to an hour to dissipate. Caterpillar is introducing mining equipment that is completely battery-powered. They're also introducing an electric mini-excavator for use in just regular jobs around the country. That's coming in the very near future. But still, it's going to require someone to operate it, so those jobs are not disappearing. Businesses see talent as more strategically limiting to their performance than the availability of capital. Skills gaps in the local labor market were seen as the greatest barrier to transformation, than a shortage of investment capital by companies in virtually every industry in the survey. Retraining people is going to figure centrally in a lot of workforce churn. Now, if the job has a high proportion of translating natural language information into tabular form, this is something that can be easily displaced by artificial intelligence. AI can actually do a better job than humans at that kind of work right now with greater speed and greater accuracy. I'm thinking jobs like bookkeeping. That's a very repeatable task and something that can be well done by AI if it's set up correctly. The world of retail and supply chain is also going to be disrupted by artificial intelligence, but that aspect is going to be a discussion for another day. As landlords, all of this is going to have an impact on the demand for real estate, commercial real estate, and residential real estate on a hyperlocal basis. So you think about that. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.